Dímelo. We are back. Pop culture vultures are in full effect. Your girl La Loca here.
And she finally got the ass. She got the S on it.
She's
starting off really good. It was good. Utopia here as well. And it's been a minute.
It has. And it's only because we've been enjoying our summer. It's been a jam-packed one of travel.
Yeah.
Some injuries. Some, oh my goodness, this really happened.
Yeah.
And we're going to, today's more of a catch-up for you guys with us. And letting you know what the future is going to hold for Pop Culture Vultures. You know, so I don't want you guys keep asking me via my Instagram or in person. Hey, Kevin. When is the Pop Culture Vultures coming back? What are you guys doing? And we're going to lay it all out right now. So where do we start?
Well, it's officially Labor Day. We can start there. Mm-hmm. I allegedly the summer is over, but for me the summer doesn't end until September 21st, 2018 at 11:59 p.m.
Why?
Because September 22nd is fall. That's when fall starts.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had to nail it down to like the last second. But we're both getting off shifts. I've been here since Friday, but I feel like you've been here since like 3 Mondays ago. Like straight, yeah.
I'm here every day. The only day I had off was Saturday, so this is gonna be my straight 7 day week.
That's crazy,
but it's cool. I live for this stuff. This is why I do radio. And matter of fact, this is something that I have been dealing with for the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Via my Instagram, I for those that have seen it, for those who haven't, follow me at It's La Loca, ItsLaLoca. I've been dealing with a lot of anger when it comes to this place. Like, anger has been, I called you.
Yeah.
I call and I tell you, like, it's been serious. And this summer had me all up. I don't know if it's because of the Mercury retrogrades have been happening, but I've been all up and down, going all over the place. And the 7 day this week, I think this working these 7 days that I've done has brought me to happiness.
Is it because, like, my brain is so fried, you guys don't know. I'm working on like 90 seconds of sleep right now.
Yeah.
Why are you so happy with the 7 days? Because if it was anybody else, I'd be like, yo, you've been working for 7 days straight and you're happy? Like, really?
It's just,
but what is the joy about it?
It's my happiness. It's where I get in and I get to talk and have fun. And I feel like my juices are running more than when I'm at home. Because when I'm at home, I'm thinking all the negative. I'm thinking about all the what shoulda, coulda, wouldas that are happening while I'm not at the station.
Right.
And when I'm here, I know what's happening. I'm on the air. I'm living my dream. But when I'm home, I just, it's the craziest feeling that you're being set up when you're not at the office.
I cannot relate to this because it's like the opposite for me. Like I get really nervous when I'm here because I'm a weekender. So I'm usually here during the weekend and no one else is here. If they do come through, it's very casual. It's very just like, you know, plain Jane, very chill. But when I do fill in and like everyone's roaming around and I'm kind of the voice that people are like, oh, I've heard you. I've been, as of today, 3 years on the air and I still get, I've heard you, but I've never met you or I've never seen you. And blah blah blah. So it's kind of like reverse for me. Like I get really, really panicky when I'm here, like filling in during a week. It's like it's crazy. Like
why?
I've never said it before, but I just get really panicky, like real panicky, because I don't know why. I'm just like totally in my head. Just like how you're sitting at home on the couch and you're totally in your head. That's me when I'm in here, like especially when I do like afternoon drive, because everyone is fucking here. Like everyone is here.
But that's your chance to shine. Like the boy, I get high off of that.
Yeah, you would think, but I'm at the mic like, like
for real?
Like, it's crazy.
I'm on 10. When I know everybody's listening, of course, little butterflies go in, but I'm like, yes, I'm living my best life.
Well, it's I guess for me, it's a little bit different because I'm not used to it as much as you. Like you, it's every day, every second of every hour, every day for you.
Yeah.
So for me, it's Because I'm not going to call myself a weirdo. I am extremely socially awkward. You know, like, Utopia isn't, but Eunice Faye Franklin III is very socially awkward. So a little bit of that creeps in when I'm walking these hallways and I'm here during the week. And I'm like, and then I'm Brooklyn, so I don't talk to you if you don't talk to me.
Oh my God.
And yeah, which is horrible.
Yes.
Which is totally horrible, especially in this business.
Yeah.
So between the Brooklyn-ness and the social awkwardness, like, and then being in my head, it just gets way too much for me.
Yeah, well, don't let it, because, girl, you are the bomb. Because, one, you know, we go into our insecurities, but we have to celebrate some things that happened this summer to us.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. But I also want to say ditto times two for you as well. Like, I need for you, when you're at home, yo, this chick works, like, like hours. Like, yeah, you probably have a job where you work, like, a regular eight-hour shift. No, Ma over here, she's working, like, hours, 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 and hours. So when you go home and you're chilling on the couch, just chill out.
Like, I'm trying.
What do you need for you to do? Just chill, yo.
I do, especially when Tinder's all up in it. Ew, ew, ew. Yes. But I will work on it. But yes. Let's celebrate.
Yes.
Oh my God. So
yeah.
The summer, the last time we did our podcast, what were we talking about?
I believe the last
so I can go back to our celebration
podcast
day.
That went up was the one that we did with Mr. C.
Okay, the last one we recorded was that guy, right?
Yeah, but that never went out. Yeah, okay. So we have a gang of podcasts that's just sitting on someone's computer somewhere.
And we got to find it because there has been a change at the station. But all right, so since then, for you, what has been happening?
Well, let me see. Damn, a lot has happened.
So run it. Run that resume, boo.
A girl turned a year older, but, you know, somehow she kind of fell back a year or two. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a year older from the last time I spoke to you guys, so I'm a little bit mature.
Yes.
I don't, you know, prefer dating dudes who are in jail anymore. I prefer for you to have some sort of record, but haven't been in jail for at least 5 years. Because your girl is growing.
Up.
You know
we
what
have
I mean?
Moved up. Won't
so
he
can
do
I
it?
Just get a,
won't
know,
he do it? God is good.
Thank you.
God is good.
That's that extra year in my life, you know what I mean? So I'm getting a little bit, you know, wiser and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But all seriousness, birthday celebration. If you are Leo, you know how we do. We celebrate from, like, as soon as it turns Leo season to the end. So I literally just stopped celebrating my birthday. Did a lot of traveling. Got a chance to see my youngest cousin get married. That was a crazy moment because I remember the day that she was born and then seeing her walk down the aisle. Like, I've never boo-hooed at a wedding, but I was just like, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Snot. Like,
stop.
That was what was happening.
Stop.
It's just so surreal to see that. So I've done that. I went to San Francisco for the first time.
Yeah.
Which was super, super dope. But I had the flu when I was out there. So a bitch was laid up, and it's like I was out there early August where it was 99 degrees out here.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 57 degrees out there.
Get out. It'd be cold out there.
Yeah.
You'd be sleeping on it.
Yeah. So North Face. I saw people walking around with North Faces. It was crazy.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed at Mark Hopkins something something Saint International. Wherever I stayed, it was a big deal because every time a Lyft driver picked me up or dropped me off and they were like, oh, so you gonna tip us good, huh? Because you're staying at one of the best hotels in the city. I'm like, wow, you guys are way too comfortable out here in San Fran. Like, y'all really give two fucks. Like, you just really, like, way too comfortable.
Uh-uh.
So where we stayed at, I can't even remember the neighborhood we stayed in, but it was so beautiful. We were across the street from St. Grace's Cathedral. I hope I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to hang out with a nun, which was super dope.
How was that?
It was amazing.
What did you guys do?
We just chatted. I feel like I'm a nice person, but she's just like the nicest person ever to ever exist. I feel like she needs her own holiday.
Nuns are usually nice.
Yeah, like.
Unless you're my seventh grade teacher. Then there's another thing.
Wallet, right?
She was like, I'll crack a whip on you, you stubborn mule. I remember that verse all the time.
That's insane. But nah, this woman, she was like 4'11", very, what's that? You've seen The Sound of Music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget the lady's name.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, her. She kind of reminded me of her. Yeah. But, like, she had the gray and pepper hair going. She was real fly, too. Her outfit was purple. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm here for it. So that was good. Career-wise, I can't fully talk about it.
Which one? The one you and Tinder on?
Yeah, yeah. Because allegedly, I'm not allowed to, like, say anything.
But you don't have to say the...
I can't say the show.
Yeah, you can't say the show, but you can say exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to be doing...
A TV show, everybody. A TV show.
Yeah, basically, you're going to see me on a TV show this whole season. Which is, it's wild because, you know, obviously the next step is to get lines because I'm just like chilling. Like, if you remember when Common first started acting and he got all the roles where he was just kind of standing there like this... That's going to, you know, be me for a minute. You know, obviously the next step is lines. But when I tell you, I did not see this coming. I was literally in the bed in San Francisco trying to figure out what I was going to eat, how I was going to get to Chinatown, and my phone
went off. You didn't go to Fisherman Wharf?
I did. Ugh. Yeah. Girl, I can't remember the name of the place that we went to, but I had shrimp and fish and, like, so good. Mm. So good. I remember you telling me to go there. Fisherman this girl, this rando, favorite. Our man on a plane was like, you got to go there. So I definitely went there.
Good.
So the day, I'm not sure if it was that day or the day before that. Well, anyways, I got the phone call and at first it was a text and I was like, yeah, because it was a 2-day shoot. So I was like, all right, cool. And then like 5 minutes later, I was in the bathroom talking to my dad and I got a phone call and they were like, can you do it for the whole season? And I'm just like, do you really ask people if they could do shit for the whole season? I feel like that's an automatic yes. Like, of course. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I'm really excited about it. And I feel like I'm glad that I'm in a safe space where I can be, you know, completely honest. I was a little apprehensive at first where I was just like, God, are you serious? Because this is not, I've been busting my ass to be full time in New York City. Like, this is like something totally different.
Yeah.
So when I did it the first day, playing my little part, I was just really just like, just the way my face is just kind of just like there like this because I can't believe like this is really happening right now because this is like it's really amazing and I could see the potential. Like I could see, all right, you know, I'm being taken in a different direction and it's not my plan, so this has to be something greater than me. So I gotta
say it again.
I gotta step aside, and you know, this is the age going on. This is the same time I had the moment about the men in jail and trying to switch that out, you know what I mean? So your girl has had some time. But I was just like, okay, you know, I know that you're nervous, I know that you're scared, and I know that this is not your plan, but this is probably more than likely aligned with your purpose and the reason why, you know, you were born. As silly as it may seem, you know, we all have a reason why we're here. And this possibly has nothing to do with you. You just need to show up every time and be great until you go to that next level and that next level and that next level.
So
like this week coming up, I'm shooting on Wednesday and I'm doing something else on a Thursday, which is dope because I'm doing like a 70s, this new 70s show that's coming out.
Get out.
So yeah, so I get, the girl gets to take out her all natural hair and wear a fro.
Get out.
Yeah, yes! So I'm so excited about that because I've been growing it under these wigs and weaves and stuff like that for a very long time. So I'm excited. I get to rock the natural. And yeah, so that has really been the highlight of my summer is that, because I was just like, this summer I just want to have fun. I haven't really just had like a carefree amount of fun since I was like maybe like 21 or 22, where I just didn't give a fuck and I just wanted to have a good time. And I was doing that this summer, and then that happened and I was just like, oh, so a bitch has to get in shape and she needs to clear up her skin and she needs to stop eating everything twice. Like, I really need to do better and live better, and I'm grateful that I have this opportunity because it's making me definitely grow and look at life a little differently. And I'm only 2 episodes in. Yeah. So imagine what a bitch did the whole season. How, you know, glowed up she gonna be. So I'm really excited. So, yeah. So that is definitely the highlight of my summer.
Yeah.
Your turn, because you got so much to talk about.
Oh, no. I think I don't really have that much. It's just been work, 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 which mm-hmm. is good. One of them is one that Tinder is doing the same thing as you.
Yeah.
Which makes me, like, I'm like a mom. I'm happy as hell that he's doing it because he didn't want to.
Yeah.
It took, like, I had to sign him up to go register.
To do it.
To do it, yeah. And it's a company that you sign up here in New York and they call you to be on TV shows. And so the first one that he went to go do... well, I could talk about it because he's not going to be out a season regular. So he was on Blue Bloods and they didn't use him. Mm-hmm. So we got there at 6 o'clock and I said, that momager was there with him.
Chris yes. Jenner showed up.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jenner came through. Oh, I was there. You ain't going to play my boo. I made sure he good. It was a rainy day. I sat in that car and waited till he was done.
Wow.
I slept in the car. It was my baby's first time. So I want to make sure he was good. I made sure I took him to eat in case they didn't feed him. Yeah. It's not every day on set you get to be fed.
Yeah, I learned that too.
Yeah, it's not always easy. So I was like, come on. You know, I had stuff to do, but I pushed mine to the side because I wanted to see my baby grow. And then he got called again for a second one.
Mm-hmm. Same show?
No, different show. Mm-hmm. It was what was the show? Elementary. They didn't use him again. So I'm like I'm a mad momager, girlfriendager, wifeager. What?
I like wifeager.
Yeah. So he didn't get it, but now this one has my heart like crying and excited and happy because I was on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And I got my little scene. And you know, this show is predominantly female. So mm-hmm. if a male gets on, you have a more chance to be seen. My baby's going to be on Orange is the New Black this Wednesday. Oh my God. He's playing.
Are you doing a prison?
He's a U.S. Marshal or a correctional officer. Slash guard, yeah.
Wow, that could turn into something regular, though.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, yo. And you know what's funny is for both of you, almost, this is not something that you went planning for. It was just something out of the blue that somebody had told you about. And when that happens, 9 times out of 10, the person who told you about it, who really wanted it, never succeeds. You two are going to go vroom to the top.
It's still mind boggling because it, like I said, this was not my plan. Like, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just different because I don't know how everyone else feels. But for me, when I'm in front of a camera, I light up. Like, it's the same thing about a mic. Like, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I'm an only child. So I'm like, I love attention. Mm-hmm. So don't let there be like a camera. And I know that millions of people are going to see this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just goes next level. But it's definitely not my plan. But yeah. I'm grateful that a door that has opened for me because I don't know if you felt this way. Just felt like I've been knocking on the same doors for like so long and they refuse to open. It's mm-hmm. like, yo, like, can I get a crack, a creak, something? No.
Sometimes that door is not meant to open.
I know.
We're supposed to keep knocking, but it could be A, we're not ready for it.
Yeah.
B, they're not ready for us. Or C, it's not for us.
Yeah. I feel like for me, if something is constantly on my heart, mm-hmm. it's a difference if it's constantly on my mind because I feel like sometimes the mind can be a little bit egoish. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you ain't gonna hire me? You ain't gonna hire me? But it's different when it's on your heart and it's constantly on your heart. Even though you let it go for a little bit and it comes back, I feel like, you know, that's different versus your ego. You know, mm-hmm. so, but I'm ready for you to stop being a little coy and talk about like happened last week.
No. So, all right. So then Tinder's career path, I'm happy about it. I'm mm-hmm. loving it. Then back to me, there's two things that are happening. One, I'll leave the best one, and for the end, after I say this one, I'm up for a Nike commercial. I'm not a sneakerhead or nothing, but I'm up for a Nike commercial, and it's between me and Cypher Sounds, who is on the radio. Well, used to be on the radio at Hot 97, but is like, was on MTV, Hot 97, does his podcast. Like, it's not a Joe Schmo from around the block.
Yeah, that's
if you're,
a, that's
if it's
a big
you
thing.
And somebody else that's big, you should be honored. Like, I don't give a damn what happens from here.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that y'all put me up against a male, and now it's your decision to choose, do you want a guy or do you want a girl? Equally talented. Mm-hmm. I'm talented, just as talented as he is. It's your job to now choose. And I'm so excited about it. I'm happy. I don't think I'm nervous. I'm just more happy because I'm in the running. Like, I'm in the running this commercial. I won't find out probably till tomorrow because, and I say tomorrow, you guys, by the time you guys hear this, it's like a week later, but, they're supposed to let me know because we're supposed to film the next day. Right now I'm on, and you guys will hear about this soon. You guys are going to be, on hold for a while. Like, whenever they book you for things, they'll put you on hold. But until they give you the final goal, you're like booked on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not getting a paycheck. You just can't make plans. Like, you can't book yourself for any other gig. So I'm on hold till Wednesday. Or maybe even tomorrow. And then if they say we release you, then they release you. If they don't, you got to stay on hold till they tell you to go. That makes me a little crazy, but I am like, I am so excited. I'll be hosting some event. Well, for the commercial, I'm hosting something in the commercial.
Yeah, that's such a good look.
Yeah, that has been
such a good look.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if they're going to give me sneakers. I don't know if they're going to give me clothes. But I'm taking this not only as a commercial. I'm taking this as a way to build a relationship with Nike or mm-hmm. Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Foot Locker or Foot Action? Damn it. Foot Locker. Oh, whatever. It's one of the foots. it's my... And I know whoever's listening, like, girl, you just messed up your... No, I did not mess it up. It's my way to build a relationship with them because I could be there just for like for the same thing for both of you. You could be there for 5 seconds to 5 hours. The moment you walk in there is how you treat them, is how they're going to remember you. You walk in smiling, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, whatever you need. And knowing that what we do
mm-hmm.
and they still see us like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, they're going to love us. And they're going to be like, yo, we want to book you for more events. Or we want to use you as a spokesperson for this. That's how I'm taking this little commercial that somebody might be like, oh, anybody who's SAG, not you, but SAG people might be like, oh, it's only a little commercial. I need more money. I'm going to take this and treat it like it's $1 million commercial and I'm
That's
getting paid $2 billion for it.
That's how you do it.
So I mean, I'm ready for it. God, whatever you got for me, I'm take it. So those are the couple things that's been happening. For me, I hurt my knee playing softball. That's not a good one, but I feel like this is just something that God says, sit your happy ass down. You've been running around a little too much. So I don't know if I tore my ACL yet, but I find out tomorrow as well. Tomorrow's a big day
tomorrow's
for me.
Tomorrow's a huge, what is it, the fourth?
It's a heavy, the fourth.
Yeah.
It's Beyonce's birthday as well.
Oh,
so it's like September 4th is a heavy up and wait and hear what's happening. That's been some of the stuff. The last thing that I'm excited, I had to call you. I was not allowed to tell anybody about this. And I'm like, I told Tinder because, of course, he's my man, so he's going to hear about it. But I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to run the risk. I call up Utopia. And did I play? I played the game with you, right?
Yeah, you. No, we. It took you a minute to get to it. The gist of the phone call was like, "Yo, girl, I got to tell you something." And you was like, "But I'm not allowed to tell anybody." I'm like, "Bitch, what?"
Yeah.
In the middle of the street talking to her. And then I got disconnected a couple of times because I was on the phone.
And I thought that's just that's God saying, shut your ass up.
On the train. But I was like, no, I got a call. And then something happened here and I had to tell you everything that was happening here. Yeah. It took her almost like 40 minutes to get to what she's about to tell you again. What are we? We're 23 minutes into the podcast and it's taking her this long to tell you guys what amazing thing happened to her.
Yeah, I was blessed to sit down and have a conversation with Janet Jackson.
Living legend Janet Jackson, okay?
Yeah.
Icon if boobies out on the cover Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
With the hands over the boobs, Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Yeah.
And I was nasty. I said, Miss Jackson! Oh, my God. And I geeked throughout it all. Like, you know, I've said this before. There's nobody I really geek over. I didn't expect to geek over her.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect to cry before the interview, cry the day before, get a little fearful. But it's like with what's been happening to me here at work.
Yeah.
That was just a point where I'm taking it as God is like, girl, I got you. Just relax. You know, I'm going to show everybody that you are mine. And this interview is for you just to see how great you are and how much you've worked to get to this.
Yeah.
She's not my end all be all, but this is a person who everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. Yes. My dad knows. That's another reason why
it's a multi-generational, like,
artist.
Yeah, like, which we don't have a lot of now. Like, I mean, our parents know who Beyonce are.
Yeah.
But they're not going to MetLife Stadium with us to see her. You know, Janet is just like, that's Michael Jackson's little sister. Like, I mean, whatever. But she's being, like, really modest. I just want to say this because I'm a braggadocious friend. That's what I do well. But let me tell you. So she was the only person for Cumulus Media New York City.
All of Cumulus.
Oh, sorry. You saw that? The coyness kind of went away for a second. That's the chick I need to show up every time. But okay, let me get it right. All of Cumulus Media to interview Janet Jackson. What you're going to do right now is you're going to Google Cumulus Media and see how many stations we have, how many on-air talents we have, and how many podcasts we have. This is a big deal, like huge. The only person.
I know. It's crazy, but you don't understand how crazy it is until someone tells you it. Cause you're just like, okay, we're doing what we normally do.
Yeah. It's Janet Jackson. Oh, I'm sorry.
She didn't do a lot of interviews before. It was just Oprah. She's doing a real run now.
Yeah, rarely does interviews.
And I made it on blogs from my interview because
amazing.
I had asked her about Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
And she just laughed and she was like, she's funny. So it's kind of like people are saying she shaded Cardi B because you're like, she's a clown. But then she avoided the question by saying she's funny because she never answered it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't give a damn what the hell she said. Bitch, I made it on a website, on all the websites. I was reposted. You saw my face.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, Lord.
That's such a good look.
Yeah.
And she was a deserved sweet. One.
Yeah. Hell know? Yeah. Girl, that one I will say, yes, I am deserving of it for all the work I do. Thank you, God. And I thank God, and my mom and my daddy for the 15 minutes that it took to make me, or push me in each other, whatever. But she was such a sweetheart. You know, she was business walking in.
Yeah.
Like, she stood at the door. She was like, what's going on? Who's this? What's that? What's going on? You know, like, and she told her people what to do. And, you know, they came in, they told me this, don't ask about that, which was don't ask about the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask about Nipplegate.
Oh, and yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Brother. And her brother's birthday was the following day.
Don't talk about Michael.
Yeah.
Don't.
But wow. I can talk about everybody else. I can talk about Jermaine.
Wow.
I didn't care about that at the time. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because you told me to, like, watch some of the interviews. Mm-hmm. So you watch and you go down a rabbit hole. And someone was just like, you know, I don't know. I thought it was weird. Like, she basically was like, you know, I throw Michael Jackson parties every year, and your brother sent me a letter from the family thanking me to do it, and just to kind of see Janet's kind of like her energy and her, like, you could tell, like, you know, it's been a minute, and there's no Michael Jackson joke that's okay with me. Period. Like, it's just not. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine, you know, how she feels. Yeah. So. Which is amazing. And a husband. I totally forgot that she was married.
Yeah, well, she was married.
Yeah, like she was married to a prince. Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, but I bottled. See, this is the thing too. People tell us, and we tell people, don't go on the comments. My happy ass went in the comments, and everybody was like, "These interviewers don't even know Janet. They're not even a fan. They shouldn't even be doing this interview. She had a Spanish husband." Okay, cool. I knew this. But I was told not to talk about her husband.
Yeah.
And they didn't say which one. I'm talking to all of them. I'm not mentioning her husband. You open the gate, I will come in and talk to you.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
But if you don't open it, I'm not. So then that's what, you know, I knew she was married not only to the
prince.
She
was married twice, right?
I thought it was three times.
Wait, wasn't she married to a DeBarge?
Yeah, a DeBarge. Supposedly she had a kid, but I didn't ask her about that
allegedly.
Either.
Allegedly. Yeah. This kid has got to be 100 by now. Like, he's allegedly. So
then she was married to the Spanish guy. Then she, the prince. Supposedly she messed with Bobby Brown.
No.
Yeah, that's going to be in the Bobby Brown story coming out.
Are you serious?
Tomorrow.
That is going to be so
tomorrow's
lit.
A big day.
Yo, I'm so excited about that. Mm-hmm. I plan my whole day to get home to make sure. Then I'm sitting in front of my TV.
And I got an interview
with the dude who plays Bobby Brown.
No. I interviewed him too before, not that long ago. But no, just like this month of August. Not only did I do Janet Jackson, which is a legend, I did New Edition. They were here, and I interviewed
them. New Edition was here?
Yeah, I did New Edition as well.
When was that?
What day in, it was some day in August.
Like, okay, New Edition minus Bobby Brown and
yeah, Bobby Brown was supposed to be here. It was during Harlem Week. Bobby Brown did not come, and I was dying for him to be here too, because I wanted to sit there and just, cause Bobby, once you ask him a question, he just runs with it.
Yeah, he seems like.
And all the rest of the guys would have been like, you know, we're here, right?
So everybody was there except Bobby.
But no, it was just Belle Biv DeVoe.
Okay, so you did BBD, Ralph Chapman, and Johnny Gill weren't here.
No, because they're doing a tour. Bobby Brown and
BBD?
BBD are, but they're, it's called, I don't know.
Messy as hell. So so Ralph Tresvant and Johnny Gill aren't on the tour.
They're not on the tour. But they didn't want to be. That's the thing, is that they didn't want to be on
Ralph
the tour.
Ralph Tresvant didn't want to be on tour. I know he need a check.
Yeah.
Johnny Gill not.
Johnny Gill don't need a check. Yeah, Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, I'm very like.
He good.
I'm okay with him being like, I'm good. But Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant was like, no.
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Out of here, yo.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be the New Edition tour.
Yeah.
You know, since the success of the TV show, yeah, the docuseries.
Yeah, it was so good. That movie was like really. It was really good. But girl.
Yeah, matter of fact, it was right after my leg. Cause it was just like one after the other after the other, all these interviews. And then I had Maya come in. Maya was here.
How's Maya doing?
She's so sweet. She's good. She's, you know, living her vegan life.
Really?
Oh yeah, she's a vegan.
Does she have kids?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I wanted to talk to her about, but it was a short interview because it was like during my mix. It was this past Friday. I didn't have time to sit there and talk with her because the fact is that, it wasn't a planned interview. I didn't have time to sit there and I wanted to play a record. So I was like, girl, you better bring your ass in here. I was like, all right, let's just talk about the song. I want you to come back and do our artist lounge and the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm down for the podcast and I'm down for the artist lounge. And, you know, Pop Culture Vultures will be having her. But I wanted to talk to her about Jay-Z because, you know, this was before Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before the alleged baby mom where is from Barbados or whatever, which I don't want to say no, but fuck this, I don't care. I remember being not even an intern. I wasn't even in the business. That girl that everybody said, that everybody's alleging is his baby mom. At that moment, I remember being with her and Busta Rhymes at, I think it was Busta Rhymes album release party at, it wasn't the Tunnel. I don't know if it was Underground. It was one of these huge clubs over here.
Mm-hmm.
She was on stage with Busta Rhymes and she was a video vixen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know her for Big Pimpin'. She's in that video as well on the boat. She has the pigtails, very light skinned girl with a pointy nose. She was dating him at that time. She was dating Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. I know this for a fact because at that moment I was there when he got mad at her right after during this album release party, she was taking off Busta's robe. In the album release party. Mm-hmm. Don't know why they were doing that, but he was. And she got a phone call because we were all in the same room. I will explain why I was there in a little bit. We were all in the same room and she was like, Jay is mad at me. Cause I'm his woman. I'm not supposed to be taking off another man's robe at that time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who the fuck Jay-Z was.
So this is the girl that is saying that is allegedly his first.
His baby mother. Yes. Yeah. The first one. I remember. I didn't know who Jay-Z was, but I know she said Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
She go, and then she was like, oh, the Big Pimpin'. And I was like, oh, because I didn't remember the names. I just knew who was from the video. If he wasn't Eminem, I didn't know. So I'm like, you know, fast forward to now, I was like, damn, I wonder if Maya ever messed with him because he was very a monogamous guy from what I remember back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I heard, I never heard him running around the street. If he did, that's why we got the Becky with the good hair.
That's what I was saying. But he became a hoe when he got married to Beyonce. That's when he decided to go through his whole phase.
But that's the thing. I always heard him always wanting to be in a real relationship.
And he got Beyonce.
Beyonce. But I think it had to have been early on. I don't know if it was really like the Beyonce that we have now. I think it was maybe something, or it could have been, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I wanted to ask Maya about her relationship with Jay-Z. Did he ever kick it to her?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did, because he had like this affection for Aaliyah, but you know, between R. Kelly and Damon Dash, she really had no time for him. So it was just, Maya would be you know, because she was popping then. Like, she definitely would be the next one on the list. But you are right about Jay, because my, like, the first friend I've ever made, her older sister used to date him. See? And this was, like, when, what's that album? The one he did, Sunshine, the Sunshine album? That one, the one with, the second, his second album he did, he did with, the joint with, Foxy and Babyface.
Was it Reasonable Doubt? No, that's not Reasonable Doubt.
No, the second one. I can't remember this, what the other one. No, yeah, so that second album, she was dating him, and he asked her to move in with him, where he was living in this huge house. I would like to call it a mansion, but I'm just not, I don't know. he was living in this huge house, in, I think in Jersey or something like that. Yeah. And he, you know, wanted to settle down. You can't see the air quotes, but air quotes. And asked her to move in with him. And she was not, like, she was kind of trying to stall because she, I think she was dealing with some, I'm just putting all her business out there. I think she was dealing with somebody else. And, you know, Jay is this bright and shiny new thing. And they've been kicking it for a few months. And I think the other dude that she was dealing with, they've been together for, like, years. So, obviously, because they're not married, she turned him down. So...
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
See, and I like, I mean, like I keep saying, artists are going to do them as they're supposed to. Just like when we're in our 20s, we're supposed to get up and fuck up, but we got to learn from it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jay-Z probably did fuck around, but I do believe he was a monogamous person, and he probably would have made Maya his monogamous wife if maybe she decided to be with him. Or I don't even know that story. I don't even know if it's true. I'm like coming up with stories in my head.
Yeah.
But I would love to sit down for the podcast. We got to talk to her about that.
Yeah, I would too, because hearing you say that strategically after reading his book, the one that he came out with like a few years ago, strategically, because I've always said like him and Beyonce getting married is more than love. To me, I feel like the majority of it was business, like a lot of it, because I mean, you couldn't really get any better than Beyonce at that time. So back then, like Aaliyah and Maya and who else? I kind of want to sort of throw Monica in there as well.
Yeah, and Foxy too.
Foxy, right. So, you know, we all know that he was dealing with Foxy at some point. So, like, you think about all those women, and it's like, if he strategically, like, he doesn't do anything just for love. Like, he's a hustler. You know
true,
what I mean?
True, but that video girl, the one that I know was dating him.
Yeah.
She wasn't nothing big. She was just a video girl.
But did she do a lot of videos back then? Because video vixens used to be like, I mean, yeah, look at Superhead.
But she was no Melissa Ford. She was
Melissa Ford. Oh my God.
She was an itty bitty thing.
Yo, Melissa Ford inspired like a lot of outfits for me back in the day, especially the Jada Kiss Knock Yourself Out video. And she got out that pool when it came to outfits and hair. Like,
And she's natural now. Have you seen her?
No, I gotta Google her.
Oh my gosh, she looks gorgeous. Yeah. She's been in an accident. I hope she's doing well. But her hair, the natural journey, is so cute on her.
Yeah, because she used to, she had the like slick back, straight hair. Like, she came out that pool. I was like, oh, this is what life is supposed to be like. Mm-hmm. This is the life that I need for myself. But anyway, back to your great summer, because we just went all over the map. Yeah, so you had a really fantabulous summer.
I did, and you as well. And, and we have, and these moments, we have to enjoy it. We have to, you know, not shy away of saying, listen, I had a great summer. I did well for myself. I am living the best life. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, then you're missing out the reason why you're given these blessings. God doesn't give it to you so you can stay quiet about it. He gives it to you so you can celebrate, and then other people could be inspired from your celebration, your happiness. They could keep going with that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Like, I'm very selective about who I celebrate with. Like, because
not everybody.
Yeah, like for me, I've had a lot of people that I have been like, you know, just been like very open with, and it kind of just backfired on me to the fullest. So I've been very strategic and very mindful about who I talk to about, you know, certain things. Even though I just told a bunch of people who listen to us. Everything that's going on with me,
but it already is. These are things that already happened.
Yeah. So, I am definitely looking forward to the fall.
Me too.
I don't know about you, but I am ready. Like, usually I be clinging on to summer for dear life, yo, like dear life. But I'm ready to officially like after today, for me, the grind like just goes up a notch.
Yes.
But I am like ready. Like, I'm so ready.
Yeah. So now here goes the question, yes, which I know everybody's wondering.
Y'all.
What's going to happen with Pop Culture Vultures? What are we going to do moving forward? Because this is, yes, a recap of letting everybody know how fabulous our summer was.
Yes.
But with our fall 2019 coming abroad, are we going to continue with Pop Culture Vultures? Do you want to?
I'm at a place that, look, for me, I need structure because I'm such a free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to lie. I was very 95% of the reason why we haven't recorded is because your friend right here, this one that's talking, has a issue with commitment and like a phobia of a commitment phobia. That's another thing I learned about myself. Like, I run from commitment like, I don't know, like someone with 10 wives. Like, it's just like, that's the way that I run from
a guy on child support.
Yes, basically. Yes. That dude, you know, with 10 baby mamas, that's me, you know, like, but for me, I needed to do this episode first in order to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my thing, is like, I'm going to keep it 100. If we're going to continue to do this together as a team, like 6 months from today, we need to be doing something besides just this. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I know we set our goals and the things that we want for us to do,
mm-hmm,
but I am willing to do this and be committed to it if we are serious about getting to those goals.
Oh, I'm all the way serious.
You know, because I know we both individually have a lot going on, and podcasts are very successful right now. Like, there are people straight living their best lives.
Joe Budden.
Just recording a podcast.
You saw that? Joe Budden got hit. He's on to,
Was it Spotify?
No, hell. Is he on Spotify? And he's also on, what's the one with Diddy that he owns?
Revolt. Yeah. So you could do well on a podcast. It's just like, for us, like, I just want to make sure that my individual goals and plans, I love this chick right here, but that comes first for me. And I know your individual stuff comes first for you as well. And I think we've been doing a really great job of handling our business individually.
Yeah.
So now we're going to come together and be more consistent. Then I want this consistency to lead to bigger and better things for us.
True.
So needless to say, because I said a whole lot of stuff needlessly, I'm here for it. I just needed to do this podcast to see how I felt and just see just like everything. Me personally, I'm down. I'm down for whatever.
I'm always here for a bitch.
Yeah. You see how quickly she answered that? That's the fear of commitment. Can you imagine like some dude proposing to me now? It would be a situation like, well, I just want to personally thank you for your effort for getting on the ground and picking out a ring and making the
time. You did a great job.
Yeah, like, let me just applaud that effort.
Oh, my God.
But
I don't know. I'm here for it.
And therefore,
oh, my God. I would be like, give me my ring. I'm out. I'm done. Bye. It ain't that hard. Don't you love me? I love you. Now let's move it.
So let's, like, really make an effort to try to do this more
often. She said, let's make an effort instead of saying, okay, so we're going to record every Monday.
But I just told you, but you know now what it is that your friend over here has. Like,
commitment issues.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, and especially if I really like someone and I really like you, like, it's just like, and I don't want anything to hinder our friendship.
No.
That's the thing I always think about first.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to just be honest with the person.
Yeah.
It's like any relationship, anything. You don't like something, you tell them, I don't like this. How can we make... And then if the person who cares for you will be like, okay, so then what don't you like? How can we rectify it? How can we make it better to make sure that we are all on the same page and everybody's happy?
Yeah.
And that's all it is. And I tell this to everybody. I don't like... with arguments that I'm dealing with right now. I come to you, I'll tell you, you tell me, and we work it out. And I'm gonna forget about it and keep moving.
Yeah.
But let's deal with it at the moment. So for me, I know with you, I have to be here on Saturday after your shift to make sure that the podcast happens. It's winter time, so I can't say I'm going to the beach. It's cold outside. I can't say that I'm going out to a park. My ass will be here Your job is to stay afterwards.
Yeah, and you know what? Saturday actually works best because, I mean, you know, with the shooting schedule, mm-hmm. it's a little sporadic. And I know for sure that the 2 days out of the week, because that's another thing that I faced this summer where I kind of had a dilemma where I was asked to shoot on a Saturday. And it was just like, yo, I have vacation days here still. Mm-hmm. But I also made a commitment to being here for the rest of August without taking any vacation days. Mm-hmm. So I tried to finagle the two, but I had to choose between one. And my heart was just like, look, you have to choose your commitment here on the weekends because you know, are committed to being here on the weekends.
And it ain't speaking yet. But once speaking happens.
Yeah, that's the
thing. You see a keyword
yet.
When
speaking roles happen and they're like, listen, we're going to need you to come in on a Saturday. Then those 3 vacation days that I have, you know, I'm just going to have to go and talk to like my boss. And if I got to go to Chad and be like, yo, Chad, like, you know, your girl's about to be on national TV talking. I feel like this is a big deal for our station. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to need some time off.
And they do it.
Yeah, if it comes to that. But I don't think it'll ever come to that.
No, it will.
No, I mean with the whole going over people.
Oh, yeah.
But
the
speaking role is coming.
Oh, yes.
That's coming. So, but yeah. But needless to say, like, I know that my responsibilities is here on Saturday and Sunday. So your girl will be here.
We had buttered.
Yeah. Are you going to be working on Saturdays now?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I mean, you know what? I don't even know. I don't know what's happening for me at this moment at the station, as in if I'm going to be doing Saturdays or not, because it's negotiation time. So,
man.
So even, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I should even approach them yet about it, but I don't know. I'm going to give it till the end of September because my contract's up in the end of September.
Okay.
And so I'm going to ask them, like, yo, give me Saturdays, give me my money back.
Yeah.
And then if they give me Saturdays, then I'll be here from 10 to 3. And then you'll be here what time?
Yeah, I'm 12 to 4.
Yeah, so then just stay an extra hour and then from there go. Or hopefully they make it 11 to 4 or maybe 11 to 3.
Yeah.
I don't care. I really don't want to get up for 10 o'clock, that's for sure, because I start crying in the wintertime. But, you know, I'll come in and we could do the podcast afterwards and always put it up.
Yeah.
Why are we scheduling this right now? But we are.
We have to. This has nothing to do with y'all. So just, you know,
they're
listen.
Probably doing their schedule as well. Yeah, like, you're free on this day. Why aren't you doing on this day?
Yeah.
Either way, we're going to be doing our podcast. I'm happy that we're going to continue to do it. I'm happy for your success.
I'm doubly happy for yours. Definitely.
And hopefully this will be a syndicated show or it could be whatever. I just know that more good things to come. I bump it. Good things are coming. I try.
I want to say this too before we wrap up. It's just so funny how you think about why certain things don't happen for you. I was really, really tight that we didn't even get a call for what we applied for. I'm not gonna say anything because we never know if it could come to fruition stuff. I was super, super tight because when I started to see some of the new talent that they got and blah blah blah, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, you pass up on this?
But it probably the money wasn't right.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting.
Or they weren't ready for us because we were just too much for them. They were like, nah, forget it.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to, is just like how, you know, just for anyone who's going through anything and you feel like the doors are keep slamming in your face and all the things that you really want aren't coming your way, trust me, either it is coming your way, you're right there, or something better is gonna definitely pop up.
There's another door waiting
for you. Yeah, because I could have never dreamed or possibly imagined like you interviewing Janet Jackson and being up for like this Nike gig and me like being an actress, you know what I mean? I couldn't have possibly thought that up, like, ever in my mind. I could envision us doing things like the Highland Ballroom and like other stuff like that with the podcast, and I truly believe that's possible. We just need to stay focused on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that we're doing individually, I feel like, is way bigger than what we could have been doing if we were doing it now, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
You know, so just want to end with a little positivity.
Yeah,
like, it's about to be a new season, y'all, and we gotta make stuff happen. You know how it is. You know,
so. I'm here for it, bitch. I get that. I got that quote from this YouTuber. I love when she be like, "I'm here for it, bitch." Something T. I forgot her name, but I fucking love it. And now I say it every. I'm here for it, bitch. right, mi gente, que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre. Oh, wait, wait. Make sure you guys are subscribed.
Yes.
Like, comment, share, because sharing is caring. Now, que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre. Which means, may God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces, I'm out.
Peace, y'all.